So, you got that story this morning about, I don't know how it happened, but one person taking electricity from their neighbor?
Yeah, you know, and there's I've got some questions about it, too.
Did the neighbor know it was going on? Somebody just sneak over and go, let's put a power strip over there in
I
his
can't
place.
Help, and I'm going totally out on a limb here.
Yeah.
What it sounds like is perhaps unit one gets power cut off. Unit two, being a good Samaritan, says, here, connect onto ours.
Okay.
So because it sure is hot outside.
So it wasn't a theft of service kind of deal.
Well, it would be theft of service.
Well, yeah,
make no
true,
mistake.
That's true. But they weren't, okay. They weren't trying to steal from the neighbor unbeknownst to them.
Correct.
Kind of deal. All right.
Correct.
I got you. Yeah, that's not a smart thing. That's because, you know, before you know it, you're trying to plug more things in there, and then you get that little splitter and all that kind of stuff. And it is, after all that time of year, where it takes a little bit of energy.
You overload yourself. So
that much trouble. All right, let's see what else we got. You know, you mentioned a cliche earlier this morning.
I did.
So that made me start thinking about
cliches. Was it a good one?
Well, it was. You said... wrap your head around something.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So let's
how do
think,
you do that? Yeah.
Well, how do you
wrap your head around?
Yeah.
It'd be easier to wrap it around your head, you would think.
Yeah. Or we could just talk about it. then there's don't you love when somebody says, we need a paradigm shift? Let's do a paradigm shift. Okay, everybody get ready. 1, 2, 3. Move to the left. Now move to the right. Okay. Anyway, then there's data-driven. I mean, you ever hear that? We're data-driven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're data-driven. How about this one? This is a biggie. Win-win.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Looks like a win-win to me.
Yeah, it's win-win.
Yeah.
Or could be a
win-win-win. Win-win-win.
Yeah.
One that I've used before.
No one ever says, you know, it's lose-lose, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And here's what I've used before.
That's what I always pick. Yeah.
When I'm talking to elected folks, I talk about ROI. ROI.
Mm-hmm. Return on
investment.
Sure.
So ROI, that's always good. How about this one? Cash cow. That's our cash cow. Really? How many people have been using cows to make money?
You know, yeah, well, a few.
Yeah.
You know.
Tom, people come over to your house and go, can we see your cash cow?
Well, you know,
cash cow in the background?
Cash cow's paid for a new baseball stadium over at Texas A&M.
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess that's true.
Blue Bell.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, there's cows involved.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How about let's put lipstick on that pig? We got that one for you.
Yeah. And who was the first one to use that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? That's a good one, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't think that one will ever go back.
You know exactly what we're talking about there.
What they mean. And it's
put a little lipstick on the pig here, boys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then there's my people know I have an open door policy. Uh-huh. Except when it's closed. Let's peel back the onion on this.
Except when you're in here.
Yeah, right.
See, I don't like the phrase "let's peel back the onion." As opposed to, you know, if a situation's bad, I've been known to compare it to an onion. You know, this is kind of like an onion. The more you peel it back, the more more it stinks.
Okay, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Mm-hmm.
Always a good.
Oh yeah.
One. Yeah. I like this. Let's right size it. Let's right
size it.
Let's
that means somebody's going to get fired.
Yeah, it does. And then boots on the ground. We need more boots on the ground. Well, of course we do.
Yeah. So. If you're not wearing boots, we don't care about it.
That's right. That's it. So those just little cliches for you this morning. And but actually, Leah's here this morning. Now, Leah did live in a world of cows, did you not?
I did. We had cash cows.
Cash cow was a real thing because, you had a dairy
farm.
Huh? Yeah, that's it. Oh, I have an animal story for you this morning, if I can just find it now. I mean, I set this thing aside so that, I can't find it. God.
Oh, imagine that. Scott didn't think something else.
Hey. All right. I did. I took it. And
shut
I
up, man.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I'm going to find it. We're not like we don't have other things to do, but I'm going to find it because it was good. All right. Don't worry. Oh, I got a share story this morning, too, by the way.
Oh, well, get ready.
If you'd like to talk into the microphone, that'd be nice.
I just had to go over there and find it. Okay.
He's on paper pile.
Yes, right.
So we can get to the microphone.
Zing! Boys. Hater's going to hate.
Hater's going to hate.
Yeah.
New mommies are notoriously sensitive and have a soft spot for all babies, even if they're not the same species. The Dothan Eagle, that's in Dothan, I guess, Alabama, right, reports a 2-year-old American bulldog named Molly had a litter of six, had a litter of puppies 6 weeks ago, and lost her sister, a cat named Kitty Kitty, when the feline was run over by a car. Sadly, Kitty Kitty left behind four newborn kittens, and Molly jumped right in and has adopted the babies and is nursing them.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww. So are the cats barking?
I was going to try to be... I know, really. I was going to try to see if Leah wanted to lend some expertise to this situation, but instead, you decide to be tacky.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I was the one that brought up a cat getting run over.
Have y'all had that ever happen?
We don't see that like necessarily where at the shelter or anything like that, but I mean, you use horses to, or goats to, you know, nurse horses and other various things. You've seen dogs adopting squirrels or cats adopting squirrels
I guess it can happen. So what's going on at the shelter?
Tiger and the pig story. Everybody's
seen that. Oh,
that's
right. I remember that. Yep. So what's happening at your place?
Well, you know, we reviewed our cat situation yesterday because we did have Catapalooza over the weekend.
Yeah.
We still have a ton of cats.
Oh, do you? Okay.
We have decided to extend, starting today, we're going to extend the half-price cat and kitten adoptions through the end of the month. We've got kittens and kittens and more kittens.
It's a supply and demand thing, and so that's good for people who want kitty cats.
If someone
cats.
Wants a kitten and they're just like, oh, I just need a good selection of kittens, we're the place to go.
Okay, yeah, very good.
So if you're interested in a cat or a kitten, we still have some $12 cats as well. Those are generally some cats that have been there longer with us. And that includes a couple of $12 barn cats. And we do have a barn cat program, which is where we take some of the cats that might not necessarily fit as house cats because, well, frankly, they're just not that friendly.
Gotcha. They're just kind of wild. Right. Yeah.
And generally, we do a pair of barn cats for $50. And we have some select barn cats right now that are $12 because they're – and some of these are – they're friendly-ish. Like, you probably go by them and pat them on the head a little bit. Don't dare pick them up.
They don't want to be a part of your world, really.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. They're your typical cat just wanting to do his own thing. So we've got pictures of them posted in our cat house. Just ask for more information. So those cats, like I said, it was an option that we were giving the cats that we did have coming in that just weren't social enough. So better than the alternative on those cats.
Sure.
So that's going on. We have a fundraiser with Scentsy that was going through the end of June. One of our front desk ladies is a Scentsy consultant. She has extended that also through July. So a portion of her commissions is going back to the animal shelter. So if you're interested, you'll find that on our Facebook and our website, or go to lmshaw.scentsy.us, and you can find out all that information on Support the Brazos Animal Shelter tab on that. So there's a great opportunity. You get something to make your house, whether you got pets, usually they smell, your house sometimes smells a little funky.
Yeah.
It makes it smell better as well. So that's an option, or you can come by the shelter. We have not left out the dogs and all of the cat hoopla. We have, $12 dogs as well. Again, some dogs that have just been with us a little longer, deserving to find new homes. We have one of the Corgi mix puppies left. So if you're interested, come by quickly. We did adopt out two of them yesterday.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Finally, it's getting around. We have Corgi mix puppies. Uh-huh. So come by and check those out. For more information on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, we will be doing some changes to our volunteer program come July. So look into our, again, look on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, if you're interested in volunteering, or come by the shelter. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. You can call us. A lot of basic information on our answering mail, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Responding, just generally responding.
When you just call, because a lot of times it's just general information people want. So again, check out our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. That's going to give you the most information, or just come and visit us.
All right, there you go. That's Leah from the Animal Shelter. Thanks for coming in. We visit with folks in Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.